We had begun the discussion pertaining to the boycott of the Banu Hashim. Continuing with that, the problems of the Muslims were increased when Abu Lahab insisted not to sell goods to the Muslims at normal prices, but at very high prices. In fact, Abu Lahab even agreed to pay the businessman for lost business. The Sahaba radiallahu anhum would come to buy from the business caravans, but because of the high prices, they would return without buying anything. Some of the kuffar could not see their family members suffering so much and would secretly send some food to them. One day, Hakim bin Hizam, together with his slave, was taking some provisions for his aunt, that is, for his father's sister, who was Hazrat Khadija radiallahu anha, when Abu Jahl spotted him. He screamed angrily, "You are taking food to the Banu Hashim. I will never allow you to take any food to them. I will disgrace you in front of anyone." At that time, Abu al-Bakhtari was passing by. When he saw what happened, he said to Abu Jahl, "The man is sending some food to his aunt. Why do you have to interfere?" This really made him angrier and he began screaming and swearing. Abu al-Bakhtari picked up a camel bone and hit Abu Jahl so hard on the head that his head was badly wounded. What hurt Abu Jahl more was that Hazrat Hamza radiallahu anh was watching this entire scene from the valley of Abu Talib. Due to these terrible hardships, some of the kuffar thought about disobeying this horrible ruling. The first person who decided this was Hisham bin Amr. He kept on thinking that the Quraysh were eating and drinking to their full, whilst their close relatives are passing their days in starvation and are wishing for just a few grains of food. So every night he would leave a camel load of grain at the entrance of the valley of Abu Talib. Inshallah, we'll continue from there. SubhanAllah.